Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. We got lots going on. Can't wait to get to the show. Pre-show's first, though, and we love that, too. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Adam Crowley, he is in his spot. By the way, our video, it's acting up a little this morning, but you can check us out, 937thefan.com. Watch live. It'll be back up in short order, I'm sure of that. With that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Good. Apologies because it's currently frozen on a frame of just me looking, staring stupidly down at my computer. And
yeah,
that's
you look
all you
hot,
got.
Man. You look great.
Liar.
It'll get fixed.
Yeah.
It will get fixed. All right, speaking of the interwebs and the internet and everything like that, Social media, especially Facebook, this time of year. I saw this the other day. I have to talk about it. It was over the weekend, I believe. So Facebook this time of year has become a real great gathering point for AAU basketball and travel baseball and softball photos of every single tournament that your kid plays in. Photos from every single game in a gigantic thing about there's 9 million travel baseball teams now and 9 million travel softball teams and yada, yada, yada. And good. I'm glad you celebrate your kids and I'm glad that your kids are involved in activities. All kids should be. It's you learn more from sports than you do in school, I think, a lot of times, in how to interact with people and this and that. But I saw on Facebook it was. And it was somebody who's a friend of a friend, I think. Somebody was, like, tagged in it. There was a travel baseball team. It may have been or an in-house. It was a baseball team. And it looked to be 8 or 9 year old kids. And they had won or finished second or whatever. And by the way, I have deduced, whether it's travel baseball or softball or AAU basketball or whatever, the code for we didn't win is they played their hearts out. If you ever see played their hearts out, that means they didn't finish first. But anyway, I saw a team photo, and they were holding trophies, and the kids were 8 or 9 years old, and their coach had on a T-shirt that said, "Lions, not sheep." Could you imagine playing for that coach at 8 years old? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
That guy's a real Tarnstrom.
Right. Could you imagine the hard-driving ways of that guy at 8 years old? I just saw that photo because I think the other coaches had on, like, the team shirt.
Yeah.
And this guy had on a T-shirt that said, "Lions, not sheep."
If you're ever looking for a real fast way to make kids hate something, take it way too seriously and try to live vicariously through them.
I know nothing about the guy. I know nothing about the team. I don't even remember whose team it was that I'm Facebook friends with, or I don't even think I was Facebook friends with a person. I think they were, like, tagged in it because it was somebody they were related to or something like that, and they went to the game. But I looked at the team photo, and the kids were tiny, little kids. And the coach's shirt said, and it wasn't, like, the official team slogan. It was the coach of the team said, "Lions, not sheep." Is that emblematic? I thought about disseminating it, but I wasn't going to do that. So I just talk about it on the radio, and people can guess and try to look around for it or whatever. But is that emblematic of what the hell are we doing with the serious nature of trying to win every game and, like, eat people's face when you're eight? These kids, Their fitted hats were like so. Their heads are so small. The fitted hats like go over their ears.
Yeah.
And their belts, I was looking.
You're doubled up.
Yeah. It was like wrapped all around their body. That's how small these kids were. And their coaches, lions, not sheep.
You guys got to be leaders, not followers.
Yes.
Oh, you're hurt? Rub some dirt on that.
Oh, you want to have fun? You know what's fun? Winning.
Dubs are fun, man.
I know. I was trying to picture. And so I sent this to one of my buddies. And he said, could you imagine the BS, the BS overkill and exaggeration that guy tells those kids about his playing days?
Oh, yeah.
That was the first takeaway from one of my friends. Lions, not sheep.
That guy had a great high school sports career at some really low, low level where you had to play on a sports team.
Guybel.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm dying. I am absolutely dying looking at that. So anyway, and it got me thinking, did you ever play for a coach? I think this is a great conversation that was so over the top or involved in a game with somebody that was so over the top.
You know, I was lucky enough to avoid that most of my youth. Like, most of my coaches, well, they'd yell at you if you didn't get your butt, get your glove in the dirt, you know, that kind of stuff. But nothing where, like, you have to go out there and eat their faces off. Lions, not sheep.
I was 13.
Like, he's Dan Campbell.
Yeah. Right. I was 13, and we had a travel baseball team, and then it was age groups, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there was the 14-year-old. Yeah, it was like 12, and it was the 13-year-old team. It was 13, it was the 14-year-old team. It was one of the two. It was the age group above us, and so we were all, like, represented.
Yeah.
The dad, he was not a coach. He jumped over the fence in one fell swoop. It's great. There was, like, a little dust-up. Somebody got thrown out of third base trying to steal third and jumped up and yelled at the umpire, and the umpire yelled back. Just was like, hey, enough. He went over the fence, double palms on the fence, leaped over it, walked up, and just punched the umpire out.
Jeez.
We were waiting to play the next game, and it ended up this gigantic thing. And here's the other part. Yeah, you may know where this is. Well, no, you're not from there. Craig will know where this is, Craig Riley. There's these baseball fields on New Texas Road in Plum that are, and it's right across from the police station. Like, quite literally, right by the police station. But everybody came out. They're like, whoa. And it was one of the most insane things I've ever seen. I can picture it to this day. And so when I saw lions, not sheep, I thought about that guy.
You know what it does? It doesn't remind me of any altercations, but our JV football coaches
right?
at Baldwin, they were famous, both of them. And now I can't remember the second guy's name. But they were uber intense in practice. Like, for whatever reason on game days, like Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, maybe that's why, they weren't all that fired up. But both of them had a thing where they would tell you they wanted you to knock the other guy's Tarnstrom in the dirt.
Uh-huh.
That was their saying. That was their thing. Knock his Tarnstrom in the dirt.
His butt kiss.
Yeah. And I remember one time one of them going off on a rant about how somebody had, you know, they went soft in a drill or whatever it was, half-assed it, and they just went off on a rant about how he didn't care if it was his grandmother. He'd knock her Tarnstrom in the dirt. I don't care if it's my 3-year-old daughter. If she's lined up across from you, I'd knock her Tarnstrom in the dirt. It's like, whoa, pal, I'm in, like, 10th grade. I'm just trying to have a little fun playing some football.
Just trying to play ball here, bro.
Yeah.
I was an umpire. I used to do that for like $2 an hour
right.
in the Alebo in-house league way, way back in the day. And there was a home run hit down the line.
Yeah.
And I called it foul. And I'm pretty sure it was foul. But then the next pitch, same exact thing. And I called the opposite. So I had one coach lose his mind on me on my first call, and then the other coach lost his mind on me on the second call.
Well, didn't they even up, really? If you really think about it, it evened up.
That's what I said.
Right?
And I said, guys, keep it shut or I'm kicking you out. That's what
you're
I pulled.
You're out of here.
I pulled one of those moves because, listen, I won one way, won the other way. I feel like I got it right at some point here, so it's all good.
Lions. I'm told by Brett the mailman, because I don't follow it really. Lions not cheap is a political saying, so he shouldn't have been even wearing it as a coach anyway.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is fantastic. I just saw it right away. And the other part, when I saw it, it's just a still picture. It wasn't a video. I'm thinking, what is the pregame and postgame speech from that guy like when you're 8 years old? You're right. If you 10-run somebody or beat their brains, and you're supposed to, if you lose, oh, it's the end of the world. No ice cream, no nothing, no this, no that.
It's like Ray Lewis. You got to take the elevator up to the 90th floor. Right. We're going to ascend into the heavens after this victory here.
Oh, then we're going to drop off our clothes at the nearest dumpster.
Oh, youth sports. Like, youth high-end travel baseball and AAU basketball is something. You know who the king of AAU girls basketball is around here? Well, it's actually John Tate, this guy that played at UMass.
But for John Tate, it would be Zeiss.
Zeiss is one of his underlings.
Western PA Bruins, baby.
It is Zeiss. Big John Tate was an unbelievable player. He's about 6-7 years older than me. He was so good at Penn Hills and then played at UMass and is an exceedingly wonderful man. Mm-hmm. Does a lot for people. But that whole vortex in that world is something that you can't just put your toe in. You got to jump into it full go.
And you're either in it 365 days a year or you're not at all.
Oh, Lions not cheap shirt. Do you think the parents got to be crazy too if they send their kid off to that guy?
Oh yeah,
because they got to be about it. You can't just be like, okay, well, you know, he's a little nutty, but he's our coach. You got to be fully in on it.
Parents are having beers with that guy at his campfire. No question about it.
Oh, please.
Oh, goodness. Goodness. Oh, I can't. This fight, though, I'm telling you, when I was 12, I think I was 12 and it was a 13-year-old team. This guy came over. The umpire was bleeding, and they got a chair for him, and the ambulance had to come. Jeez. And they got the guy that punched him. They, put him in handcuffs and stuff.
Well, yeah.
Took him out after he got grabbed by a bunch of people.
That'll happen.
A scary scene. And I believe they forfeited the game. I believe that
happened.
Now,
was the ump supposed to do your game next?
No.
Okay,
no,
so you still got to play.
I think we actually played on time, too. Because, you know, they play those back-to-back games and it often runs late. I think they ended it, and we actually played on time because of that. We were running a little late.
Because that would be the biggest disappointment, would be to get all the way out there.
And the umpire got punched out.
The umpire gets knocked out, and you don't even get to play the game.
Got totally knocked out. I hate to laugh at the guy, but I can still see, too, there was a trickle of blood. Because he had on glasses, and they had, a black strap. You know those old, black, sports straps?
Yes. The croquis or whatever they're called.
Yeah, but it was like a last old school one. It wasn't cool at all. And it got punched, and his glasses were just broken and dangling. Jeez. And he had this trickle of blood coming down from the side of his eye. That was sad. It was a rough scene out at the Plum Tournament.
There's going to be instances where a kid gets hit in the knee or something, and they're going to jaw at each other. And, you know, if the kids start it, I generally don't have a problem with it, right? But if the parents are the ones who are going all in on this, you got your priorities all out of whack, and you're not setting a good example. I mean, your kid's going to grow up to wear a Lions not cheap shirt too.
Yep.
And he's probably not going to be a great guy.
Way too seriously.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. There was a story back before, when I was older, the football team, before we got to school, we were in maybe 7th or 8th grade, the varsity football team, that the coach had a golf club. And if you weren't low enough, he'd hit you on the backside. You would get absolutely barred for life now as a coach. Barred for life.
I don't know if I'll ever want to coach. I used to really want to do that, but I don't want to deal with that.
Get beyond a certain age, and no, I don't know.
No, you absolutely, no, you don't. You don't at all. All right, did you hear about that Penn State and Pitt baseball game, by the way?
Heard it got a little wild in the end.
Penn State scored 14 runs in the last inning to win. It was a top. How about having to go hit after that? Talk about that. You imagine having to go hit?
Demoralizing.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we just go home?
Yes. We're good.
Sheep would. Lions would never.
That's right.
Right. Yes. You get your ups. No thanks. We're okay.
Lions go up there and watch those three pitches. Get on the bus.
Matt Clement, 7 o'clock. Ray Fittipaldo, 8. What a show. Midweek morning mouth off. All right, phrase it for me. I got to write this down, Adam. So Why don't you? I told you what it was going to be called, and I didn't write it down. So what did I say?
Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang. You have to keep one, let one go.
Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang. You have to keep one, let one go. Who and why?
Who
All right,
and why?
That's the Midweek Morning Mouth Off at 7:45. Good morning.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.